relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, my friends. Did you enjoy that? I really enjoyed that. We're going to push the envelope now and again. We're going to do stuff like that, having unusual guests like Dr. Pappas, who have an iconoclastic approach to issues that you've had enough hearing the same old, and you want to hear something that's different and just seems to be intuitively right. We're going to post that whole interview on YouTube because it makes a difference to you. You are the most important part of the show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we have a very special guest. He is, I like to call him, I think he's unique. He's the best media observer in America today. He is the host of WOR Tonight on 710 WOR in New York. He is Joe Concha. Joe, are you with us?
I am. I'm the same old compared to that last guest that you had. I mean, that was an incredible interview.
Joe, don't be such a smoothie. Hey, you really are in an unusual category because you report on your fellow people in the media. I don't think you're a journalist. Well, how do you categorize yourself, Joe?
Well, look, I don't try to insult anybody's intelligence by saying I'm a media reporter and I'm just here to ask questions and to gather facts and report back what I receive. No. Look, I do that, obviously. I do something like more than 1,000 stories per year for The Hill. But then I'm also a media columnist for The Hill. And when I write a column, it has this big thing that says opinion. You've written for The Hill before.
Right.
Opinion.
Right.
And these are your views and not of The Hill's. So that's how I'm able to not only report on the media but also give my opinion on it, because I think it's almost impossible to separate the two. And
yeah,
we have so many folks now in media that say, oh, no, like Don Lemon, I'm just an anchor. I'm a serious journalist asking questions. I'm not biased.
Well, we haven't rehearsed this.
Come on.
You've segued beautifully. So Jimmy Finkelstein has created something special at The Hill. Your reporting is unique. It really is a cut above everybody else's. And you just talked about the fact that some people say they're journalists when they're not. I have unbelievable audio from somebody who was allegedly a former Republican member of Congress. He is a man who now dyes his hair blonde. He is called Joe Scarborough. And I want your take on this interview when he talks about Senator Warren and the difference between her and President Trump, because it really is quite remarkable. Cut four.
I think there are a lot of people who are thinking, okay, well, if Elizabeth Warren gets in there and she's too liberal, well, we'll have Congress to balance her out, but at least she'll respect constitutional norms. At least she won't threaten the safety of members of the press. At least she won't inspire mass shootings.
So Joe Scarborough just said that at least Senator Warren won't inspire mass shootings like this president or basically assault the U.S. Constitution. What is your media observer's comment to that, Joe Concha?
He's either willingly ignorant, which I've been on Joe's show before when he used to have an evening show on MSNBC when he was a Republican. So I know that's not it, because I'm pretty sure that he's a fairly intelligent guy. So it's not that he's misinformed or he just doesn't know what he's talking about. He knows exactly what he's doing here, because the Dayton shooter in those two mass shootings that happened 2 weeks ago, the Dayton shooter was a supporter of
Elizabeth Warren.
Right. So what are we talking about here? So he thinks that his audience is dumb, and maybe a lot of them, I'm not going to say they're dumb, but they want to believe what they want to believe, right? I mean, they're just so anti-Trump and so in the tank for anything that is rhetoric that is against the president and that is for Democrats, or in this case, Elizabeth Warren, that they're willing to believe whatever they're fed. So what Joe Scarborough is doing here is he's providing comfort food. Like, here you go. See, it's okay. I'm on your side. I know that I interviewed Donald Trump as a candidate 41 times in less than the year when he, up to the time that he got the nomination from the time he announced his candidacy, 31 times by phone. And I know a lot of people from the left really didn't like me for doing that, and my wife, Mika Brzezinski, because from the left, Sebastian, he was criticized for helping getting Donald Trump elected. So
yes.
Now they're tripling down and going the other way. Mika Brzezinski actually said that also President Trump not only inspires mass shooters, he wants it to happen. Said that on the air, and they know they can because they know no one at NBC or Comcast is ever going to say, you know what, that's too far. I don't want you doing that anymore. The inmates run the asylum now, Sebastian.
Is there ever going to be a free market consequence to those kinds of statements?
Free market, you know, that's the way it's got to go, right? Because
right.
The banning boycotts and all that nonsense, it's stupid. Look, the only way the market crashes in media is when Donald Trump leaves the stage. So when you take J.R. Ewing out of Dallas, there is no more Dallas. When you take Donald Trump out of the presidency, there is no more political media, basically, because you lose the protagonist. I don't care who the Democrats, if they're able to put somebody in 2020, I don't care who it is, you're going to see a ratings drop and a clicks drop online like we have never seen before, to the point where the whole thing's basically going to implode outside of some publications that actually were able to stay either neutral or honest. And that's the way it's going to go.
So at least 6 more years of this lunacy. We're talking to Joe Concha. Follow him on Twitter, Joe Concha TV, C-O-N-C-H-A. But at least we've got some good news, Joe. Byron
yes.
York, somebody else who, you know, says it as he sees it, writing in the Washington Examiner, has given us the great news from the Gray Lady. The executive editor of the New York Times, Dean Baquet, the New York Times chief, outlines a shift in coverage for the New York Times from Trump Russia to Trump racism. That'll solve the problem, won't it, Joe?
Oh, sure. I mean, there was, what was it, July 14th to the 21st, that is a story on how MSNBC and CNN had said the word racist or racism more than 4,100 times in a span of a week. It, literally, that means almost every other word, basically.
Wow.
And what effect does that have, right? I mean, when you keep saying the same thing over and over, it's not the boy who cried wolf anymore. It's the media that cried racism, and it loses its impact completely. So, yeah, for Dean Baquet, again, this is somebody, the New York Times, the old gray lady, the pinnacle of journalism, to be saying, okay, the Russia thing didn't work out, so let's pivot now to white supremacy and racism. Again, it's so dishonest, and he'll do these panels, and he'll do these sort of speaking events where he swears that the New York Times is covering the president objectively.
Fair.
We know that not to be true now. So, yeah, free market consequences? I guess not, because the New York Times is doing okay, while most other local newspapers, however, are basically imploding now because, look, they don't have the resources anymore.
In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Joe, let me ask you this question. Should we just be kind of say, well, you know, we've seen a lot of this stuff in the past. We had yellow journalism. We had pamphleteers. This isn't anything new in the American tradition, this kind of rampant bias. Or should we say that in the 21st century, given our position in the world, the responsibilities we have as a nation, that we really should be concerned at this level of bias in American media?
It should be one of the biggest concerns that we have. I did a story not too long ago, I think it was a month or two ago, that said that people's perception of media and misinformation getting out there, willing bias that's being perpetrated by major news organizations, and many of the ones that we just talked about, is a bigger concern than the immigration crisis or racism or crime. I mean, can you believe that? Because, yeah, because what's truth anymore?
Are you saying, are you saying that bias in the media is more of a concern than white supremacy, Joe Concha?
That's not what I'm saying. That came from, I believe, a Pew study, as I frantically type on my computer right
now.
Oh,
my gosh. Shocking.
Yeah. No, Pew's good. Pew is actually nonpartisan. I'd love to just bash everybody, you know, all the time type of thing, but I try to call balls and strikes evenly. And they're nonpartisan, they're nonprofit, and they provide some really good information. So they're not PolitiFact, that I know, which I believe said, Sebastian, that Elizabeth Warren had said that Michael Brown at Ferguson was murdered.
Right.
And PolitiFact said, well, yeah, that's not correct, but really, does the word murder matter here? And you're like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be the fact checkers, and now we got to fact check the fact checkers. It's crazy.
Joe, it depends upon what your definition of is. He's one of the most reasonable, level-headed, clear-thinking, clear-writing guys out there looking at the insanity that is today's mainstream media, as I like to call it, the fake news industrial complex. He is Joe Concha, host of WOR Tonight on 710 WOR in New York City. He writes for The Hill. Follow him right now. Read his stuff. It's Joe Concha TV on Twitter, C-O-N-C-H-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been holding off on buying vitamins because I figure, you know what? All the vitamins I need are going to be in the fruits and vegetable supplements. I'm not going to bore you to tears with recanting all my health issues and what have you, but I will tell you this. There's already improvement, and it's a really amazing transition. It's really nice to get hooked up with an organization of people that understand where real health comes from. This will make a great commercial, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first balance of nature order. You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down and even started taking away passports. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Join the thousands of taxpayers who've made the call to get protection from IRS collections. Call the experts at Oxford Tax Partners now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you. Let the IRS negotiation experts at Oxford Tax Partners get you protected once and for all. Call the hotline now at 800-549-8440. That's 800-549-8040. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-549-8040. 800-549-8040. That's 800-549-8040.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now.
right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Have I done food for the poor this hour? I have not, have I? This is an amazing effort. You have already broken my record or my target for this campaign, and I'm grateful, but let's not give up. These people who have escaped Venezuela are trapped in Colombia. The children, their families need your support. Food, clean drinking water. Listen to the conditions in Colombia right now.
Thousands of destitute Venezuelans crammed the streets of this poor border town in northern Colombia in search of better opportunities. Officials had long committed to not building camps, fearing they would attract even more migrants, but early this year concluded they had no other choice. However, they insist this is not a refugee camp, but a place to house migrants for a month until they can get back on their feet.
Let's help them get back on the feet. You can do that right now by going to my website, sebgorka.com, and clicking on the Crisis in Latin America banner. We have the food. It's been donated. $100 donation feeds 2,500 children, gets the food to them. Let's be good Samaritans. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, or call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-HOPE. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. It is Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday, but it is also Second Amendment Friday, and that's why I am very, very excited to have with us, perhaps, is it my favorite? It might actually be my favorite Second Amendment channel on YouTube. I'm a big YouTube addict. It is called the Military Arms Channel. That's why the man who hosts it is sometimes called Mac. But his real name is Tim Harmson. He is a former U.S. Marine. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine. They're just former
That's
Marines.
Correct.
Isn't that correct? Tim, welcome to America First.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, did you watch the president's rally last night?
I didn't have a chance to catch it, but of course I've been hearing snippets in the media.
Okay, well, we're going to give you a snippet right now because I need to ask you your question about all these crazy responses to Dayton, to the El Paso shooting. And here the president addressed it right up front. He talked about what the real issue is as he sees it, and then he closed on his attitude to the Second Amendment. This is the president of the United States last night at the Manchester rally, cut three.
Wouldn't seem that way, but it is one of the best years because those gentlemen that we just saw, law enforcement, they do a great job. You've been reading about this a lot lately. We are working very hard to make sure we keep guns out of the hands of insane people and those who are mentally sick and shouldn't have guns. But people have to remember, however, that there is a mental illness problem that has to be dealt with. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun. Years ago, many cities and states, I remember it so well, closed mental institutions for budgetary reasons. They let those people out onto the street. You probably have your examples up here. I can tell you in New York, they closed so many of them, and they let really seriously mentally ill people out on the streets. And you see plenty of them today, even today. We can't make it harder for good, solid, law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. We will always uphold the right to self-defense, and we will always uphold the Second Amendment. We will.
Pretty unequivocal words there. We have a mental health issue, but I will never undermine the Second Amendment. We have a lot of talk in the last week about red flag laws. I wrote a piece on it. You can read it, sebgorka.com. We mustn't have red flag laws. I managed to get that piece to the White House. I need to know you, Tim Harmson, Military Arms Channel. What is your response to the clamoring for red flag laws in America?
I am vehemently opposed to red flag laws because it's a complete circumvention of due process. You can't go out there and have the pre-crime police trying to take people's rights away in a star chamber court. And I know that people like Representative Crenshaw have said, well, we're going to protect due process and still impose these red flag laws.
Yeah.
And in talking to attorneys that I know, not one of them has said that that's indeed possible. The whole purpose of a red flag law is to circumvent due process. So
Because you're taking the Second Amendment, the right to defend yourself, out of any kind of judicial analysis, any kind of proving that you're a threat, and your neighbor says something against you, and then the red flag is raised, and then you lose your civil rights. That's what we're talking about, isn't it, Tim?
It is, and it's much more than just the Second Amendment. This should have other groups that are concerned about civil liberties and rights aggravated the discussion of this, because it not just short circuits the Second Amendment, but the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments go down the drain as well. So this just isn't about Second Amendment issues. This is about freedom, and this is about shredding half of the Bill of Rights. And we can't allow that to happen, because you can't give up security and give up freedoms to gain security, because you're going to get neither one of them, right? So you don't go around saying, oh, well, let's just take the guns first and due process later, which I've heard said. You can't do that. You can't take away due process.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the opposite of due process. You can't, you know, infringe on rights and then do the due process later. So, Tim Harmson, Military Arms Channel, what should the average American do in response?
Well, the only thing we can do at this time is to call our representatives and let them know at both the federal and state level, because keep in mind, things like the Tax Act isn't a federal law. It's basically empowering the states to pass 50 different versions of red flag laws. And you have to encourage not just your federal representatives to vote against the Tax Act, but you've got to encourage your state representatives not to pass red flag laws in their states.
Is there something that pro-Second Amendment Americans should be saying needs to be done differently, or is it just a question? In my opinion, if you look at these mass shootings, in every single case, there is a failure of local law enforcement or local authorities or school administrators. Is it just a question of we've got to have the system work properly, or is there something that we should be suggesting in the place of these crazy red flag suggestions?
Well, what the president said is true. It's not the gun that commits the crime.
Right.
It's the individual holding the gun. And I'm sick and tired of hearing things like gun violence in America, gun violence, gun violence. There's no such thing as gun violence, because guns are incapable of violence. It's people committing crimes against other people. And I also think that it's a bit misleading, because the 24-hour news cycle hypes up all these national tragedies and has everybody convinced that they're in imminent danger of being killed by a rogue AR-15 running down the streets. The reality is you're more likely to be beaten to death by hands and fists in a bar, according to FBI statistics, than to be killed by a rifle of any type.
Or hammers. Hammers. More people are killed with hammers than are killed with rifles in America every year by a factor of 4. That's the reality.
That is the reality. And there's 40,000 people killed by gun violence in America that the left is promoting. 80% or more of those are self-inflicted gunshot wounds by suicide, right? And
right.
Then they like to lump in everything like justified police shootings and everything else into that 40,000 fabricated number.
It's not about the truth. It's about having power over you. And the first thing they do is take away your capacity to challenge their authority. That's why the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment. We are talking to the founder of the Military Arms Channel, Tim Harmson. Follow him on Twitter at Mac, MAC_arms. We will be back with Tim in a moment. It's Friday, which means it is Second Amendment segment here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Don't touch that dial.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now. Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now.
I'm Lou Dobbs. John Deere is projecting lower profits for the remainder of the year. Texas Brewery under fire for insensitivity, and an NBA franchise sells for more than $2.3 billion. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
John Deere is cutting its profit projections for the rest of the year. Trade standoffs between China and the United States causing farmers to cut back on purchases of new tractors and other equipment. A Texas company under fire for naming a beer after Bikini Atoll, the secret location in the Marshall Islands where nuclear tests were carried out. Critics say the brewery is trivializing the impact on the Bikini Atoll, which remains uninhabitable. On Wall Street today, stocks ended a volatile week higher. The Dow Jones Industrials gaining 307 points on the day. The NBA's Brooklyn Nets sold today for the highest price ever paid for an American professional team. Joseph Tsai, co-founder of Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, paying $2.35 billion for full control of the franchise. That deal expected to close next month. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
And with one of the coolest Bond themes ever, Lulu.
He has a powerful weapon. He charges a million a shot. An assassin, a second to none. The man with the golden gun.
His name is Tim. Tim Harmson. He doesn't have a golden gun, at least not that I know of, but he has a Gatling gun, and that's just as cool. His latest video on the Military Arms Channel, one of my favorites, is a brand new Tippmann Armory hand-cranked little Gatling gun. Tim, were you having as much fun as it looked like you were having when you made that video?
Absolutely. That thing is more fun.
And it takes Glock mags. How insane is that?
It goes with the T-shirt, right? Does it take Glock mags? Yeah, it takes Glock mags, fires 9mm, and as fast as you can turn the crank, and it's not a machine gun.
All right, I have to ask you something. I know you stock them. You've got them at Copper Custom, your amazing store. Can you have one word with those Tippmann chappies, okay? It's cool, but it's not cool enough, and there's a reason I like you, Tim. It's because you agree with me that 10mm is the ultimate caliber. They need to make it in 10mm, okay, Tim?
Absolutely agree with you 100%.
Okay, good man, good man. All right, let's get a little bit serious. We've been talking about red flag laws, why they are totally unconstitutional. In the last few minutes we have with you, Tim Harmsen, isn't there a role in protecting the Second Amendment that is under assault every single flipping day? Isn't there a role for people beyond just the average American citizen? What is the role of the firearms industry and gun manufacturers, Tim Harmsen?
I think that they should take a more active role. Many want to sit back because they don't want to stir the pot and they don't want to draw attention to themselves. But if they're in the business of profiting from the Second Amendment, they darn well better be in the business of defending the Second Amendment. Because, as we all know, the Second Amendment protects every other amendment in the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Bingo, bingo. So what would that mean? Would that mean that they'd have a more of an outward-facing voice on these issues?
Absolutely. Do anything from, you know, doing giveaways and raffles and stuff to support pro-gun organizations, organize rallies in the states in which they manufacture the firearms. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff they could do that we do as gun owners to fight for our rights, lobby for us and things like that. Just joining a gun rights organization isn't enough. You have to be more proactive than that. It's a good start, but you really have to be more proactive than that and get out of your state capital, be sure you're taking part in local elections, and definitely take part and make your voices heard during national elections.
I've been shooting since I could reasonably pick up a gun safely. My dad escaped a communist prison in the Hungarian Revolution, so he knew for him it was a question of your ultimate freedom as a citizen is your capacity to defend yourself from tyranny. I think most people who are into guns, who understand, are safe with them, there's that last piece missing that we have to, each of us, play a role to defend those rights. Because like you said, all the other parts, all the other rights in the Bill of Rights are defended by one, and it's the Second Amendment. Tim, what is your message in the last 2 minutes we have here across the nation? 300 stations and affiliates, 2 million people listening. What is your message to your fellow Americans who are gun owners, responsible gun owners, in the current situation we see ourselves in with the Democrats trying to disarm us?
Get politically active. Do it now. Take a look at what's going on in Hong Kong. Look at what those freedom fighters are calling for. They want their own Second Amendment. They're fighting for something they don't have. In the United States, we have the mainstream media, and we have parts of our own government trying to convince us that we don't need the rights that we currently have. So you have the exact opposite going on in Hong Kong, where they're fighting for their freedoms. We have those freedoms, and we're being convinced we don't need them. And that has to stop, and the only way we can stop it is to become extremely politically active. And we can do it. We've done it before.
We can. We've done it before, and in fact, it's how our nation was founded, in opposition to tyranny. We've been talking to the man behind one of the best YouTube channels out there. It's the Military Arms Channel. He's Tim Harmsen. Follow him on Twitter at Mac_Arms, and also the Military Arms Channel on YouTube. If you want to really see what it's all about, stunning, stunning visuals, as Mac said, coming out of Hong Kong. When you have people who are facing down tyrants now in Asia, waving the American stars and stripes and holding up English placards that say, "We wish we had a Second Amendment," then you understand the enormity of what he is speaking. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the Salem Radio Network, ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it is pain relief that I take because I believe in it. It works, and it is the experience of tens of thousands of our listeners that Relief Factor is liberating them from daily aches and pains. There is a reason that my fellow colleagues, my co-hosts here on the Salem Radio Network, my faculty members like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, all endorse this remarkable product that comes to you from the father and son team of Seth and Pete Talbot. Seth and Pete Talbot, yes, they want to make money, and they're successful businessmen, but I've met them multiple times. I've had them in the studio, and I can tell you one thing for sure. Their primary mission, they have family reasons for doing this, so I don't need to go into details. Their primary mission is to help their fellow Americans, those who are struggling with back pain issues like I had, knees, shoulders, whatever it is, and to help you with a non-pharmacological natural supplement that will relieve pain. The way you find out if it can work for you is very easy. You go to relieffactor.com and you order the 3-week quick starter pack and you try it. It is just $19.95. Remarkable. $20. It's all it costs to find out if it can work for you the way it worked for me. For me, within 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor, my lower back pain issue was resolved, gone, hasn't come back. That's why I take it every morning and every night. See if you are the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back to your calls. We're going to go to Matthew. Sonny's been waiting a long time. The call board is full as soon as anyone drops off the number. 833-334-67.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe. And he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. I'm very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
The call board is full. We have people waiting a long time, Sonny, and we're going to go to Matthew then. Sonny, Matthew on the Second Amendment, line 4 in Oklahoma. Welcome to America First.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate you and your show. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I've been listening for, you bet. Hey, I just wanted to, as an Air Force veteran, I spent 4 years on active duty, and it really means a lot to me, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And red flag laws, they really, not only do they violate the Second Amendment, but they also violate due process in the Fifth,
yep.
Also the Fourth.
Yep.
And in a way, they shut down the First Amendment because people are going to quit talking about what they like, which is,
right.
You know, the Second Amendment.
Right. And no, no, so, and anything, because they think if they say something that the neighbor doesn't like or their colleague, they might get reported or red flagged. Yeah, fabulous, Matthew. Superb point. It's not just a due process, a search and seizure. It's also going to affect the First Amendment. Matthew, that is a superb point. For that, I want to send you a signed copy of Why We Fight. Stay on the line. Nicely done, nicely done. Let's go to Sonny, who's been waiting so long in Staten Island. Sonny, thank you for being so patient.
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Thorburn?
Good. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I've been holding on a long time, so I'm going to have to switch gears.
That's fine.
If you allow me to.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just want to comment on the debacle on the Epstein case. I can't believe how the U.S. Department of Corrections has let this happen. I mean, this was all collapsed right in front of them. I mean, here they had two correction officers. One wasn't even a correction officer.
Right.
It was just an administrative person. You know, if you think about it, that's like taking a police officer, like an administrative officer, right, on a police station and putting them on patrol. It's just mind-boggling that they would even do this, even at the federal level.
So what does it say to you?
It just tells me how they operate on the Department of Corrections and what they should have done. And because I'm a former member and retiree of the Department of the U.S. Marshal Service.
Oh my gosh!
So what they should have done? See, the Marshal Service is experts in protective custody.
Correct.
This is where Epstein should have been from the get-go.
So he should have been handed over to the Marshals.
Yeah, he should have been handed over to the Marshals. Absolutely. This is what the Marshals do. They handle high profile cases much higher than even Epstein. You know, they had organized crime cases. I had people high, much bigger than Epstein, you know, in my lifetime. And we never, you know, if you never hear about anything with the U.S. Marshals, because it's the premier law enforcement agency of not only the United States, but in the entire world, because they involve themselves in Interpol, in Europe, France.
It is remarkable. It's remarkable how little exposure and recognition the Marshal Service gets. Great point, Sonny. Thank you for your patience.
Absolutely. Thank you for hearing me. Yeah.
And thank you for your service. Let's go to line five. Robbie, welcome back to America First, calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, Dr. Gorka, hold on. Let me get you off speaker. Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Do you read me?
I read you.
Such a great show, and what a great week. I have two comments.
Go ahead.
About red flags and also one other. So I live in Los Angeles, the rat's nest of libtards. They're unhinged. I can see it with my own eyes.
How long have you been in the rat's nest of the unhinged?
Well, 35 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I hitchhiked out here.
So you've seen it change, right? You've really seen it change.
Oh, I have. I hitchhiked out here in 1985 to make it in the movie business, and I did. All my dreams came true. I'm still in the movie business, and they are unhinged. Now, a year or two ago, it was a lot of bad talk, but now it's crickets. They know. But here's the thing. What I want to talk about is my wife. She is unhinged. She's a libtard.
Be nice. This is the woman you're married to, Robbie.
I know. She's my wife. Well, she wasn't happy about seeing your book. And we'll get to that in a minute. But she was very
angry. Did you have to bring it home under a brown paper bag? Did you have to smuggle it in?
Yeah. I tried to hide it. She found it, and she threatened to throw it away.
What? She wanted to throw my book away? Who is this woman? How'd you know her?
Fahrenheit 971 or whatever. But anyway, listen, Dr. Gorka.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I want to say. The other day, I referred to the president, which I always do, as President Trump.
Good.
She got so angry. She says, why are you calling him that? I go, well, I said, President of the United States. I referred to President Obama the same way, even though I didn't like him. So that's why I'm calling. A lot of your callers call in, and I know you always, like me,
always
will never refer to the president other than President Trump.
Correct.
A lot of your callers have great intentions and they're great patriots. They say Trump. My wife. This is how we, if you want to unhinge somebody, refer to them as President.
But Robbie, you're married to her. Do you want to really trigger her or do you want to bring her over to the light side? Come on, dude. Play the long game.
I'll never bring her over, Dr. Gorka.
No, well, you can't give up.
21 years. She was my litmus test of what's going on the other side.
We need, you know what, Robbie, you know what we need to do? We need to get your wife on the show. We need to have her call in. Can you tell her you're calling into Joe Scarborough? Tell her you're calling Joe Scarborough.
Like that other girl you did yesterday from last show.
Emily, yesterday. Oh dear,
that was Emily. Oh.
How can we do that? Just tell her you're calling Don Lemon or something. Just tell her what show is on now. Just tell her you're calling Jake Tapper.
Dr. Gorka, she was very unhappy. I called in. Why are you calling in to Dr. Gorka? You know what? Because your guy is awesome. And you speak the truth, and you speak for all of us. Just like you duked it out with that guy in the Rose Garden.
Brian Karim. Hey, Robbie, don't say your last name. What is your wife's first name?
Carol, with an E.
Carol Ann with an E. Carol Ann, we're going to be here. We're going to be here for you for the next 445 days, and then for the next 4 years. And we're not giving up. No. We're out of time, Robbie. Great call. When my next book comes out, I'm going to make sure when you call back, Robbie, we're going to send a signed copy of The War for America's Soul to Carol Ann, because we don't give up on our fellow Americans, because we don't hate them. It's the left that is fueled by hate. We are fueled by love, love of country, love of our fellow American, love of liberty, and we will never give up on our fellow man or woman, and that includes Carol. Great call, Robbie. God bless you. I think you've got a sense of humor, but you got to be nice to your wife. Happy wife, happy life. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls here on America First at the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. That was pretty quick, wasn't it?
Very nice. Very, very nice.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I sleep on his incredible pillows, and I've never slept so well. Now, you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code Gorka, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468 for these great radio specials.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I think that if Israel allowed them to come in for the normal reasons, other than those reasons, I really believe that it would be a terrible thing for Israel. I think it would show a terrible sign. They want to do boycotts. They said horrible things about Jewish people. They said horrible things about Israel and Israelis. I think it would be a terrible thing, frankly, for Israel to let these two people who speak so badly about Israel come in. And they have become, amazingly, the face of the Democrats. The Democrats don't want to do anything to condemn them. If this were 10 years ago, or if this were maybe a different time or different people or whatever, they would be condemned for the things they've said. They've said some of the worst things I've ever heard said about Israel. So how can Israel say, oh, welcome? I don't think it would be a good thing for Israel.
That was the president yesterday in New Jersey on his way to the rally in Manchester. Absolutely right. The sad thing is the Democrats have embraced the anti-Semites like Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Ocasio-Cortez. Let's squeeze in one more call, a man who's been waiting a long time, Richard in Las Vegas. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
I think that President Trump should return to New Hampshire for a day to campaign for Joe Biden to win the New Hampshire primary.
Uh-huh.
This will catch the other Democratic candidates completely flat-footed and upset, as well as the TV.
Why should he campaign for Sleepy Joe?
Because I think he will be the easiest one to beat.
You are a Machiavellian man, Richard. So you think the president should campaign for Sleepy Joe so that he gets in on the primary. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, so that he wins the nomination. And only Trump could, with his personality could and his voice could pull this off.
But don't you think there's none of the 19 who are left have a shot against the president?
Well, Biden is the front runner, I believe, so, and he's the one that definitely would lose against Trump, so I think we need to help him win the primaries.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure how the Democrat Party would react to having Donald Trump campaign for Sleepy Joe, but hey, it's an interesting thought. Thank you, Richard in Las Vegas. Thank you to all of your calls, especially those who waited a long, long time. It's been an amazing week, an incredible Friday. Not a good week for CNN. But hey, when you are, what's the opposite of pinnacle? When you are the sub-basement gutter of the fake news industrial complex, what do you expect? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. God bless all of you. Be safe out there as we get ready for the weekend. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never take anything for granted. We are here because we love our country. We never give up. We love liberty. And most of all, stay frosty.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.